What is the point of these tariffs if it's going to start a trade war and it's going to lead to increased cost for Americans?
That's a great question. No one is really sure what the administration is hoping to achieve with this. As you know, and others know, the economies of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. are intricately interwoven together. And so a tariff against them is really going to throw a snarl into many different supply chains. The administration has said that the rationale is they're trying to stop fentanyl. Well, you know, there were only 40 pounds of fentanyl that crossed the Canadian border last year. There was a lot more coming from Mexico. They also claim that they want to stop, migration. So, both countries have taken steps to try to increase that. So I'm really confused, as is a lot of other people, as to what the real objective is of these tariffs.
The tax is levied on the importer, but as you point out, it's often the consumers who end up paying for the tax in the long run, right?
It is inevitably the consumer. And, people will make the argument that, oh, no, you know, companies will absorb this into their margin. Most companies don't have a 25% margin. So, they're not going to be able to absorb that. For small businesses, most of the stuff they buy is from wholesalers. Wholesalers, have very thin margins, and so they have to pass on these additional tariff costs to the small business, who will then also have to turn around and pass it on to the consumer. No one can afford to cover the cost of these tariffs.
And we've seen examples of this from the past here. There was tariffs placed on China back in 2018 during Donald Trump's first term in office. And what did that lead to?
Well, what that led to is, first of all, there's data that shows that, yep, inflation did definitely go up as a result of those tariffs. But the other thing that happened that people often forget is that China issued what they call retaliatory tariffs. So they started putting tariffs against U.S. products. And the commodities that were most impacted that the U.S. exports to China include things like poultry, pork, beef, soybeans, wheat, and corn. So, a lot of the farming community is going to be impacted because it's a global market, and U.S. will no longer be exporting to China, which is a huge, huge market for us, billions and billions of dollars, which means that they're going to be hurting in terms of their revenue.
The phrase negative trifecta has been put in place here if the tariffs stay in place for a long time. It basically, could this mean higher unemployment, higher prices, and slower economic growth?
Absolutely. I mean, I can tell you right now that the business community is freezing all spending, all hiring. They're trying to conserve cash and working capital as much as possible because there's so much fear and uncertainty about what the impacts are going to be. No one really knows, but they know it's going to be bad. And they just haven't figured out how bad it's going to be. And inevitably, businesses that aren't, seeing revenue increase, customers are going to have to tighten their wallets. So they're going to be fewer vacations, fewer trips. That's going to hurt the airlines. That's going to hurt the tourist industry. And on and on. And there's like so many of these domino effects that we really haven't thought about that are will impact the American consumer.
Robert Hanfield, professor of supply chain management at NC State University. Professor, we thank you so much for joining us here today. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you. It is 4:58, time for our final check on